Blind Cool Tech, April 9, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
The world is
anybody there.
And blindness.
Ah, God! Who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all. How are you? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. In light of all the recent news items and activity that's been happening on the Blind Cool Tech listserv and FTP site, I thought I'd take a minute to talk to you about protecting your personal identity. And this is a very, very serious subject, and I hope this never happens to any of you. But I was prompted the other day to, well, be a little more aware of this when I got a really suspicious, obvious phishing email from Chase, which is normally not a big deal for me. I get several of these per week at work, but I never get any kind of phishing email at my home address. And suspiciously, I received one from Chase just not very long after I had gone to the chase.com website and looked at my account information. Now, it doesn't look like the account was compromised or anything, but it brings up the point that, you know, do I have somebody monitoring my keystrokes? Do I have somebody watching what websites I'm going to? Or am I getting too paranoid? Well, these are all things that we need to take into account and be very aware of. One of the things that the Federal Trade Commission recommends you do, in fact, and provides a free service to do so, called the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act, the FACT Act, permits you to have to look at the credit reports from each of the three major reporting companies. And this website to do this is, let's see, what is
annual it? Annual Credit Report, Windows Internet Explorer.
AnnualCreditReport.com. So, I think, though, that it's very, very important that we do this, but it's also very frustrating because this happens to be one of the sites that contains a visual verification component to identify you. Now, we all know from the Google verification petition that Daryl Shandro has capably handled that visual verification is an attempt to help protect you. So we can't get too bent out of shape about that. What we can get bent out of shape about, though, is that this website offers no alternative to the visual verification process. You know, it's a shame now, anytime I go to a site that has got a form to fill out with more than, you know, a few things, I go to the bottom and check it to see if it's going to require that visual verification first, because I don't want to waste all my time filling out all the rest of it. But what really irks me about this annual credit report website is that they require this visual verification. So, you know, it pretty well locks you out unless you go get sighted help. But the point is, there are alternative ways to obtain a person's identity or verify that they're a human. I mean, we've all seen this in other websites that provide an alternative to the visual aspect of this. And I really, the first time I ran upon this, when this FACT Act was just passed and each consumer was allowed to check this, I had a sighted person verify this. Now, though, I went back to check it, and I did want to complain about it, but when I went to the contact link, really the only way to to contact them was by sending a mail. So what I would a regular mail, and I don't know, that just I should have done it, but I didn't. So let me just show you the experience here. There actually is a contact link now that has a form you can fill out to provide comments about your
graphic
experience. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to the
combo
page.
Edit box. Address. https://www.annualcreditreport.com. Brian Dix.
annualcreditreport.com.
/.
I'll get rid of the rest of that. Okay, I'll hit enter.
Brian Dix, access time 1,144,575,523,312. Crahelka. Select your state combo box. Cry images button. JPG button. This central site allows you to request a free credit file disclosure, commonly called a credit report, once every 12 months from each of the nationwide consumer credit reporting companies Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. AnnualCreditReport.com is the official site to help consumers to obtain their free credit report. We guard your privacy. The site's security protocols are designed to protect your personally identifiable information from unauthorized access or alteration. Measures include physical and technological security and encryption of certain information. www.equifax.com, www.transunion.com, consumerindex.html, SC635303CDACA25, identity theft by monitoring and reviewing your credit report. You may request your free credit report online, by phone, or through the mail.
Okay, I'm all for it. I do want to protect my identity.
Cryindex. Free credit reports requested online are viewable immediately upon authentication of identity. Free credit reports requested by phone or mail will be processed within 15 days of receiving your request. Copyright 2006 Central Source.
Now, obviously, as a blind person, we would prefer to view them online since they would be accessible that way, right? I mean, if you got one in the mail, you would have to scan it in, provided you had a scanner. So, let's go through the experience of filling out this form.
Top. Cryindex. Crahelka. Select your state combo box.
All right. I'm going to go into...
Browse off. Select your state combo box.
I'll hit K.
Kansas.
And down arrow.
Kentucky.
Tab.
https://www.annualcreditreport.com. Cryimages button. JPG. Button.
So, I'll press space on this button.
Cryindex access time 1,144,575,626,098. Please provide all of the personal information required below. This information is needed to begin the process of determining your identity and finding your credit report. Please refer to our privacy policy and security and encryption policy to learn more about the use of and protection of this information. First name, me, last name, suffix, edit box, combo box, date of birth, social security number, combo box. Cryindex. Edit box month day year YYYY edit box SSN will be encrypted for your protection. Checkbox uncheck. Click here if, for security reasons, you want no more than the last four digits of your social security number to appear when you view or print your credit report. Current address line 1 city state zip code edit box Kentucky combo box edit box line 2 edit box. Have you lived at your current address for at least 2 years? Radio button checked.
Let's keep reading.
Yes, radio button uncheck. No, if no, please provide previous address, line 1, city, state, zip code, edit box, combo box, edit box, line 2, edit box. Click here to learn more about this security feature. For added security, please type in the characters you see at left into box below, edit box, cry images, next, and dot, get button, copyright 2006, Central Source, LLC, privacy policy, security policy.
Okay, so we do see that there's no need in even filling out the rest of this. But let's see if they give us an alternative way of providing this visual verification.
Security policy.
I'm shift-tabbing to back
privacy
up.
Privacy policy. Cry images next and dot gift button. Edit box. For added security, please type in the characters used. Click here. Edit box. Line 2. Edit box. Line 2. Edit box. Click here to learn more about this security feature.
Okay, let's do learn more about this security feature.
Click here. Windows Internet Explorer. Typing the characters from a picture helps ensure that a person, not an automated program, is completing the form. This step helps to protect your personal information from being downloaded by an unauthorized user. In most cases, an automated program cannot recognize the characters in the picture. What is a cookie? A cookie is a...
And neither can a blind person. Let's back up.
Annual Credit Report, Windows Internet Explorer. Annual
and
Credit Report...
We see that we can go no further with this already, so...
Edit box. Line 2.
Let's go to Alt Back... to the previous page and see if
the
there's
central
a contact
allows you
link here.
Credit file disclosure. www.consumerindex.info. Mail. Privacy policy. Use of site. Contact us.
Contact us.
Windows Internet Explorer. Cryindex, cryhealth about content frequently. Ask questions. Contact us about this privacy policy, security policy. Use of site. Contact us to request your free credit report through the annual credit report. Request service to contact the annual credit report. Request service to provide a suggestion or to file a complaint about this service to find out more about credit reports. Your rights as a consumer. The Fair Credit Reporting Act and the FACT Act to find out information on disputing or correcting information in your credit file to find out more about credit.
All right, so we want to give them some information or complain about this visual verification.
Cryindex. Cry. Frequently asked question about us. Privacy policy. Security policy. Use of site. To request your free credit report through the annual credit. To contact the annual credit report. Request service. To provide a suggestion or to file a complaint about this service.
We'll call it a suggestion. So we'll press enter here.
To file a complaint about this service, please write to Annual Credit Report Request Service, P.O. Box 105,283, Atlanta, GA 303-485-283, or use the Consumer Comment Form to find out more about credit reports.
The Consumer Comment Form.
Consumer Comment Form. Cryindex access time 1,144,575,837,244. Cryhealth about consumer comment form. Required field label first name, edit box middle, initial edit box, last name, edit box date of birth, combo box, edit box month, day, year, YYYY address, edit box city, edit box state, combo box. Cryindex zip code, edit box. If you would like to provide a comment or complaint, please select the comment button below. If you suspect you have received a fraudulent email or are a victim of a phishing attempt or have other security concerns regarding annualcreditreport.com, please select the fraudulent email button below. Radio button check, comment radio button unchecked, fraudulent email, cry images, continue.gif button, cry help, copyright 2006, and...
Okay, we'll fill out
top.
The info.
Edit box. Combo box. Edit box. Combo box. Combo box. Edit box. Edit box. Edit box. Cry help about. Edit box. First name. Edit box. Browse off. Middle initial. Last name. Date of birth, combo box. January, date of birth, combo box, 1, 11, edit box. Address, edit box. City, edit. State, combo box. Kansas, Kentucky. Zip code, edit box. Comment, radio button, checked.
Okay, it is a comment.
https://www.annualcreditreport.com, cry images, continue.gif, button.
So we'll continue.
Annual credit report. Cryindex access time 1,144,575,936,820. Cryhealth about what is your comment about? Were you requesting a free credit report? Checkbox unchecked, the annual credit report. Request service radio button checked on the web. Checkbox unchecked, Equifax radio button unchecked, over the telephone. Checkbox unchecked, Experian radio button unchecked.
Okay, well let's fill out the information they ask for.
Were you requesting a free credit report? Checkbox unchecked.
Yes.
Checked. The annual credit report request service. Radio button checked. On the web.
Okay, on the web.
Checkbox unchecked. Equifax. Radio button unchecked. Over the telephone. Checkbox. Experian. Radio button unchecked. By mail. TransUnion. Radio button unchecked. Had not started a request. Which of the following best describes your experience? Combo box. Note for errors on your credit report into. Combo box.
Okay, let's fill out this combo box.
Web, please select from the 9 items listed below. Web, please select from 1. Personal information could not be verified on the web.
Oh, that's perfect. That's it.
Equifax. Experian. TransUnion. Edit box. Page. Mail address provided on the contact. If more than approximately 150 words, please provide additional details to help us understand directly. TransUnion. Direct. Please provide additional details to help us understand your experience. If more than approximately 150 words or 1500 characters, please use this. Mail address provided on the contact us. Page. Edit box.
Okay, let's go
browse
ahead
off
and let them
edit
know
box.
That the visual verification process locks blind people from accessing this site. There are audible alternatives. See Microsoft's Passport site for an example. Thank you.
Enter characters. Edit box.
Do what?
Pointer root to cursor. Enter characters. For added security, please type the characters from the picture below in the adjoining box.
I have to enter the characters to file a complaint about the characters.
Microsoft Passport Site A. The visual verification process logs lines people from.
Okay.
Security feature. HTTP. Security feature.
Security feature.
Windows Internet Explorer. Typing the characters from a picture helps ensure that a person not an automated program is completing the form. This step helps to protect your personal information from being downloaded by an unauthorized user. In most cases, an automated program cannot recognize the file F-quilt.
Okay, and one more. Dead end. Blocked.
Consumer comment form. By using the... If you suspect you have received a fraudulent... By consumer, how can I learn more about information?
So not only can we not get our report, we can't even use the comment form. Erg. I guess I will be writing a paper letter now. Thanks for joining us on Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great one. And we'll see you next time.
Blind Cool Tech Feedback.
Hello, Larry. My name's Sean. I'm from Ohio, and I've been listening to a lot of your podcasts, and I'm actually still very much behind. Still on the one that I'm just listening to, the one about security right now. Wanted to let you know that if you haven't yet come up with a temporary solution for the FTP being down, another site that might be a bit more reliable than YouSendIt.com is one called SendSpace.com. It's the same idea, and it's very accessible. Not saying that eSendIt isn't, but I find that files don't always come through when I send them. And so there is a list that Dean Martineau gave quite some time ago, actually, with probably, I would say about 50 of these websites that let you do this. And SendSpace is one of the ones I found that was really good. And actually, I'll send you in the email a link to this page listing all of these sites. It lists their, how big of files can they accept, how long will they stay on there, any limitations that each site might have. So I thought you might find, you and others might find that helpful, and I'll go ahead and send that to you as soon as I get done making this comment. I've been enjoying the program, and hope Blind Cool Tech continues, and I will eventually get another review out when I have some time. I'm the one who did the Adware review. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Larry. This is Irene Walters from the UK. You're looking for a bag? Well, I could make a comment, but I don't think I will. Actually, I have a Plex Talk PTA 1 bag, which I no longer use. It's never been used, actually. You're quite welcome to it if you need it, and I can post it off. It might be not quite sufficient for your needs. Just let me know. I'm sure you must know what they're like. There's one compartment with a zipper for the main recorder. There's a little pocket at the front and a bit of Velcro on the front to fasten them both down. It's about, well, you know the PTR size, but it just would be fit to put your recording gear in. So you're quite welcome.
Hey Larry, this is Joanne Stombaugh, S-T-O-M-B-A-U-G-H. I just wanted to let you know I love your show and your podcast. I had to unsubscribe from the mailing list because I was inundated with messages from that goofball, and it messed up my jaws and everything. So I was just wondering if you could send me an email when you get the situation remedied so I can rejoin the list. I really needed to do it, but I didn't know what else to do, and I'm really going to miss it until you guys get this straightened out. I really hope that the authorities have been contacted about this. Thanks a lot, and I'm sorry that, you know, somebody's trying to mess up the fun. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Larry. This is Rich C. from New York. I'm picking up on the podcast with the CFED coverage. I just wanted to call and tell the listeners about a new MP3 player that I recently purchased. It's made by a company called Co1 America, available from co1america.com, and this device is called the iAudio X5. It is a hard disk-based MP3 player It comes in a 20 and a 30 gigabyte model, and I believe a 40 as well. I have the 20 gig model here, and you know, it's very accessible. And actually, the iRiver, all you have to do is plug it in right out of the box to act as a drive to Windows. It has a rechargeable battery, supports many different file formats. I won't go into a lot of details here in this message, but I will be doing a full review of the iAudio X5 very soon. I'll upload that to you, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. And that's really about it. So, Larry, keep up the great work with the podcast, and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daryl, Larry, and everybody. This is Chris Peffel from Arlington. And, Daryl, I just listened to your piece, regrettably, about your job loss. And this sounds to me like business as usual. Nothing has changed. And they will find any excuse not to do any more for us than the law demands. And even if they can get away with that, they will. If they can give you some junk job so that they don't have to get anything, they'll do it. And it sounds like, I mean, what has ADA really done for us? I frankly don't think it's done a thing except to give people wheelchair ramps. And as I've said to Jonathan Mosen at one point on his program, Limelight, it's just a joke to keep everybody quiet. So I understand your frustration, because in my company, while I have a job, I will never do any better, because at the time the screen software they had was not properly formatted, so you could use Jaws with it, although it very easily could have been changed. But anyway, I don't want to repeat myself and be redundant, but it just, you know, to me sounds like business as usual. Nothing has changed. And I don't know what you do about it, because if you do try, then you're fired, or can be fired. Also, even if your performance is good, they can use any excuse they want to as far as getting rid of you, to hide what they actually did. And I'm assuming that you were a good worker. I think most blind people are, who do have jobs. But sometimes it gives you the feeling, why try to get a job? Why not just live off the system if this is what they want us to do? Well, you know, why should we work? Finally, enough pity for me, I guess. But those are my feelings on it, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. So I hope, in spite of that, everybody has a great day, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye now.
Hi, everyone. This is Irene Walters. I'm calling from the northwest of England. And I'd just like to say how much I really do enjoy what I've found for the past week or so. But I've just got one complaint to make. I can't get away from it. I did send an email, but obviously I don't think it went somehow. I just wanted to know, could anybody tell me, in very simple terms, how do I post, you know, how do I convert a recording to send to you? Recording's fine, just can't send it. Anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure you're making so much difference to a lot of people, and it's great to hear how other people live, hobbies, careers. And thanks so much to you, Larry, and to Neil for so much hard work. And it must be after 1 a.m, so I'd better get some shut eye. Bye for now. Bye. Oh, by the way, if anyone would like to contact me, it is irene.walters, that's irene.walters, at blueyonder, blueyonder is one word, .co.uk. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hi, Larry, and other blind, cool tech listeners. My name is Randy Black. I'm calling from Madison, Wisconsin. And it's Sunday morning, about 11:15 Central Time, and we've got 10 inches of snow on the ground. How truly exciting. I can't wait to walk through banks next week. I have a question about Windows Media Player. Perhaps someone has answered this on past podcasts. It's come up once or twice, but I've not heard the answer. When I go into Media Player, I do see that the fast forward key works, but in Windows Media Player 10, the rewind key says it's unavailable. Did that problem ever get solved? Did that question ever get answered? That's my question for today. I hope all are having a good weekend, and have a great week coming up. I'm sure there'll be another feedback show soon, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Hi, Larry. This is Rich C. I'd say that your listeners would appreciate being notified about this. There is a new version of the UMS firmware for the iRiver ISP line of products. If you want, I can upload the zip file to the website, to the FTP site. You can put it on the website. There really isn't any major new changes in this version of the firmware, but there are some bug fixes and I guess, an issue that had come up in the previous version. So, just let me know that you guys would be interested in. Have a good one. Bye.
Hi, yes, I'd like to leave a comment for Larry regarding the Dell podcast he did about the support for the Dell Inspiron 6000. Very, very informative. gave me some information I needed regarding that. Also, but just in general comments towards podcasts themselves. On the website, it says the size of the file, 33 megabytes, whatever the file size is. However, it would be nice if also next to that it puts the time, the length of the podcast, podcast lasting 1 hour, half an hour, whatever. My name is Doug Strobel, S-T-R-O-B-E-L. I can be reached by email at the letter K, the letter B, the number 3, H-A-M, at Verizon.net. Thank you very much.
Hello, Larry. This is Tracy's son. I relocated in Nashville, Tennessee. And at this location, I have access to a high-speed internet connection, so I can download the audio files a whole lot faster. Just finished listening to a podcast about your comments of Linux, and you mentioned some of the GUI access that Mark Mulcahy's involvement with the Gnopernicus or Gnome or Genome or whatever it is. Probably been about a year and a half since I've heard anything about that. I've actually went to a web page, supposedly the home page for that Gnopernicus or whatever it's called. I may have been on the wrong page, but it's too much. The news items or current thing going on were not very current. But has that kind of fell into disinterest? Is it not being developed, or is there stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about the Gnopernicus? The thing I heard on it a year and a half ago, a recording done by Mark Mulcahy, it sounded real promising. It sounds like it's really going to take off, but I haven't heard anything about it. It seems like it's kind of died in the water, so I don't know. I wish somebody would hear this, do a podcast on a current version of Gnopernicus, show us how much more improved the system is and all that stuff. And that's about it. I just would hope somebody would hear this comment and submit. Not only on Gnopernicus or Gnopernicus, whatever it is, but on other systems that they know of, demonstrate them, how well they're developed, give us an idea of what GUI and Linux is going to be like or not going to be like. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to hearing some answers. And the podcast just gets better and better, and I'll be able to enjoy a lot more of them now. I'm on a high speed internet. Have a good one.
Hi, Larry. This is Rich C. from New York. And I was just listening to your Dell Tech Support podcast. And, Dell, I'm really starting to really have some real issues with them, too, because I had a computer that I bought a year ago, and its hard drive recently failed on me. And, my parents had a computer where they had 3 hard drives in the last 2.5 years. So, and I know multiple people who've had hard drive problems with Dell PCs and hard drives. So, I'm really starting to shy away from Dell once getting new computers and seeing whether makes are available. Custom building may be the solution, but one never knows. Anyway, great job on the podcast, and keep the good work. Bye.
Hey, Larry and Blind Cool Techers, this is Sarah Heathen from Wisconsin. And I just wanted to call and leave a comment and say the obligatory, oh my word, I love the show, which I do. It took a while to get the hang of it and what it's actually about because, as you said, there are many lists devoted to one topic and heaven forbid that you stray from that topic. And Blind Cool Tech isn't like that, and I'm glad that it's not that way personally. I had to put myself on vacation mode on the Blind Cool Tech list because it does take up a lot of my inbox, but I check in and I follow the topics. One of the things that I understand started some controversy was the aura thing, and I can completely understand why it would, seeing as I am a devoted, dedicated, and conservative Christian who thinks that shamanry is pretty much evil. But you know what? I was not offended at all by somebody else's beliefs and by what they, how they view spiritual powers and anything. And I found that to be very interesting. As well as the other side. So I think it's a great list that we can share these things as. It's great when people, when Darren Duff and Kim can tell us about their life story and how God is leading their life. And just a few posts below, somebody is saying that science is the be-all and end-all, and science tells us there is no such thing as auras. And then a couple posts below that, we hear what someone else thinks about auras, which started the whole thing to begin with. But anyway, I wanted to say that I'm glad so many points of view exist and that we can read about it all. Also, I was thinking about the term Blind Cool Tech as it relates to the title of this podcast. Now, my main question is it blind adjective cool adjective tech, or is it blind adverb cool adjective tech, as in, is it blind and cool and tech, or is it, man, that is blind cool tech? That'd be funny if it was actually blind cool, as in blind is the new black or something. That is pretty dang cool. All right, it's one of the few things that flitters through my mind on occasion. Okay, so I'll be talking to somebody or something and later, and perhaps. Bye.
Hello, Larry and all Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Rich C. out of New York, and I want to tell you about this very cool service that I discovered thanks to Carry Live and Everywhere podcast called GCast at GCast.com. A new service which for free will allow you to make your own podcast. You obviously get the XML feed that you can paste into your RSS feed that you can paste into your podcaster if you want to subscribe. And the best part about this service is not only that it's free and that you can create your own podcast and you can upload your MP3s to the site, is that with this service you can create a phone post. You dial a number, enter your PIN, and you can record your own podcast. I don't know if there's a time limit yet to how long it can be, and then you can post it to GCast. People will get it in their iPods and their juice receivers. So it's a very cool service. I have actually created a second feed. I'm starting a second podcast. I won't tell you guys what it's about yet, but you'll find out about it very soon, probably in about a week or so. So if you're on the Blind casting list, I will be sending that feed around, and also on the Blind Cool Tech list. Alright everyone, well, just want to tell you all about GCast.com. Check it out, and this is really cool because now many more people will be able to get into podcasting, and it should be a great service. Hopefully it stays free, but who knows what's going to happen. So GCast.com. Bye everybody.
Hi Larry, Mark Sank in Pittsburgh. Just listened to your review of the PDA, and picky here, it's You have the AXUM, and I think it's AXIM, 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 I don't know how you pronounce that properly. AXIM, I think it is. But, minor misspelling. But it was interesting. I'd like to hear more about that. It's cool to hear the podcast played over that. I had some experience with an older ZIM 5, which I don't think had a hard drive. Didn't seem to have as much features or the wireless, but I always thought that might be cool because I hear some of these applications like GPS. You know, you get these little compact flash GPS cards, and I've heard applications designed for, you know, you put that up on your dashboard, and it might give you turn by turn and cost a lot less than the $1,000 talking GPS dedicated devices. So anyway, that might be fun to check out. All right, keep up the good work. I've got a one of the millions of people who got an iPod Shuffle for Christmas and listened to podcasts for a week or so, and now I find that I've got like 8 gigabytes of podcasts on my hard drive and not enough time to listen to them. So hang it in there. Thanks a lot.
Hi, my name is Arnold Echo, and I just want to comment that I really enjoyed your review on the accessibility and also for MP3 recorders, and also the one where you have the hour pick. I think that was the IHP at the time. IHP 8899 for iRiver, and just wondering if you would have any, you would consider doing another one of the hour pick for the MP3 recorder, since there's been other developments, like that particular model, the iRiver, was discontinued, along with some of the 300 series, like the WS320 that was reviewed by someone else. But also with the fact that the Rockbox, it seemed like there are more and more devices where Rockbox can be used, like the H10 of the lower iRiver models. So with those in mind, I was just wondering if you guys have thought of it, any review or along those lines of, based on the new development and the newer development with Rockbox. All right, and otherwise, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Bye. The Blind Cool Tech family invites you to come join our chat community. Most any time, day or night, you can find someone to visit with.
I know you can make desktop sing.
Oh. You are a recording fool!
It was the most delightful dark chocolate that I've had.
And this is Jamie, and I'm from Missouri, or Missouri, whichever you prefer.
I remember logging into the Unix shell and using Pine.
Yep, sysops, I remember those.
You have totally lost some of us.
Oh my goodness, I forgot what I was going to say. Go to blindcooltech.com, click on the chat link, install a small plugin, and enter the chat room. We're anxious to meet you, so stop by today.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.